I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Friday and welcome to our Feel Good Friday episode of the week. I hope you've had a great week and that you feel ready for the weekend. I know I am so ready for the weekend to begin. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Today, I have a little feel-good practice that I would love for you to get to right away. Today, our feel-good practice for the weekend is to be of service. And I've decided I'm going to narrow this down for you in a really simple way. We are going to be of service today through our money. So that means I want you to immediately following this podcast, take a moment to go donate some funds to any organization that you really align with, to a human being that you know could use a little bit of extra support. Use Venmo, use PayPal, go to an organization that you've supported in the past or find a brand new one. Or just if you're not used to donating, then maybe research a little bit today and really find an organization that you align with. But we're going to be of service today through our money. Okay, money is energy. Now, does it mean you have to be super wealthy, super abundant to be able to give? No. But know that even a little bit goes a long way. Money is energy, and how we direct funds in our lives, what we actually put that energy toward, changes our life and it changes other people's lives too. So if what you have to give today is $5, beautiful, you know, really, really send that money with love in your heart. Like feel the depth of that. $5 for you could mean $500 for somebody else. Like money is energy, and how much you have shouldn't keep us from being able to send some of that energy out. If today it's 50 cents, you know, that's okay too. What we want to align with is the energy of giving, the energy of sharing resources. And of course, if you're not struggling with money, then take a moment to assess a little bit, you know, what's an amount I can actually part from that resonates with me. If you're used to giving, you know, 15 bucks here or 20 bucks here, maybe today you make that donation a little more substantial. And I would love it if that donation was directed to people in need somehow. So even if you feel super in tune with animals or you donate to environmental organizations all the time, maybe today supporting an organization that helps Black Indigenous people of color. Or taking a moment to look around in your own community. How can you help minorities in your own community or disadvantaged disadvantaged communities in your own area. So finding a way to be of service. We know we had inauguration this week. There's a lot of energy happening politically. There's a lot of division in different places. Let's be of service today. Let's let our wallets do the talking for a moment. And then, of course, if you want to align with service in another way, you know, and give your time, give your energy, give your love, you know, ask people in your life if you can be of service somehow. Maybe you want to speak up on a topic. You want to change the world in your own way. Do that. But let's give a little money too. Right? We all know to make a big change, we need those funds. And it's good to at least have like a handful of organizations that you feel like you align with, that when you have some money left over, or, you know, once a month, or whenever it aligns with you to give, maybe it's something every week, that you actually have that direct avenue, that giving is easy, especially right now if you are sitting with a ton of privilege. Especially if you've had a lot of abundance coming your way, you know, especially if like life is easy right now. Take a moment to remember that life isn't easy for everybody right now. And if you have something to give, today is a great day to give it away. I am feeling really inspired to be of service in many ways this weekend, and I hope you are too. So perhaps like going to Venmo or to PayPal or online right now just for that little donation immediately could be the beginning of a weekend spent in service. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Of course, remember that all the love and energy and compassion and service that you give away comes right back your way. Remember that connection that we have to the whole world, not just to your immediate people, right, but to all people. So hopefully you'll feel some of that connection this weekend too. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.